9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Another one of those days. They're calling for winds in the panhandle of Texas and Oklahoma, 70 plus northwestern Oklahoma. There's a kind of a line from Greer County, Beckham, Dewey, on up there towards the May Ranch, 70-mile-an-hour winds, and up to 70-mile-an-hour winds, and the rest of the state up to 50 to 60-mile-an-hour winds. So just another one of those days. I know before the show started, I looked out to the west, and I could see the dust coming in. So everybody be careful out there. Be weather alert. We are under a red flag warning, as Jared said on the news just earlier. And high wind warnings for also for Beckham County through Dewey up through Woods County and up in that area. Everything back to the west is under extreme high wind warning until tonight. And then it's posted to keep on going tonight. So low humidity is going to be our enemy today. All right. Today is Hay Day Tuesday, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. We have hay for sale in the last segment. If you got hay or you're looking for hay, 580-225-9697. Go ahead and get your messages in now if you got some hay for sale or if you're looking for some after. I'm pretty sure I'll have Brandon on today. I have to try and make sure he's not at the ranch or something. And we'll talk about the sales at the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. And I'm sorry, I'm just, man, the wind blowing, these trees blooming, and all this stuff is just really making me hoarse. So I apologize. I rode with SugarDaddy.com up to Leedy yesterday. He delivered a double dump trailer full of housewife bells up there, Grass Hay. I appreciate what you did yesterday, Brian, but you're still not going to hear. I'm not going to cut you any slack. We went up to the Bentley farm up there, Randy and Priscilla, and delivered them some hay. They were probably the only ones in the 840 road fire that lost their house, and it was devastating. I'm not gonna lie to you, feel for them, but man, it looks like people are coming to their rescue to help them out with the house deal and the farm deal with hay and stuff. I seen some stuff up there that the that fire was hot. That's all I can tell you. That fire was really hot. We all know that with 70-mile-an-hour wind. But I'd never seen this before. I've seen hay piles burnt to the ground and nothing left there. But they over there on the, I don't remember the name of that road, their mile, or the next blacktop to the west of the Red Star Church that goes north up there towards the Wilsons and back up there towards the river. I guess that's the back way to Camargo, if I remember right. I might be wrong, but there was a pile of hay there. I don't know, 20, 30 bales of hay, that all there was left was a ring of gray ashes. Probably maybe twice as big as a protein tub. And that was all that was left. Well, talking to Randy, that was alfalfa hay. And alfalfa hay is pretty hard, not impossible, but pretty hard to burn. And there was just these rings. You could see where every bale was set, and it was disintegrated. He said that happened in an hour and a half. And we all know, have seen hay on fire. It takes day or days to burn up a bale of hay. It disintegrated these hay bales. That's how hot that fire was of alfalfa. That's pretty hot, people. That's all I can tell you. That's really hot. So we appreciate all the help people are giving the victims up and fire victims up in that area in the Camargo area. And they're still taking hay. If you want to, just call the R&R feed store there in Leedy. They got a dump drop-off site there, and they got a tractor to unload you. I know Bandy Silk, thank him. He took a load of hay up there, semi-load of hay up there this morning. And appreciate that. And if anybody else knows anybody donated hay, and I'd love to give them a shout-out for thank you. But R&R Feed Store, call up there, 580-488-3700. And just check in with them, see if they're needing some hay. It's the winter's not over by any means, guys. We're still feeding hay out there. Yes, the grass is starting to try to green up, and we need a rain now for sure, but there's not one in the 9-day forecast that I've seen. Maybe a 20% chance late next week, but just always happens. These fires always happens when they don't need to. And winter grass is growing, but you know, it ain't taking long for those cows to chomp that down. So if you can help these guys out, they're coming into town and getting hay as they need them, they deeply appreciate it. All right, let's go ahead and see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. If I can find, there we go, I found it. Wheat futures higher in overnight trading. Wheat futures were higher amid worries about dry weather and deteriorating crop conditions in the U.S. Southern Plains. About 28% of Kansas, the biggest producer of winter wheat, was suffering from drought conditions as of March 11th. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, that's up from 25% a week earlier. 48% of the Kansas hard red winter wheat crop was rated good or excellent as of Sunday, down from 52% a week earlier. The USDA said in a report yesterday, topsoil moisture in the state was 53% adequate or surplus, down from 60% a week earlier. Subsoil moisture was 52% adequate or surplus, down from 57%. Dry, windy conditions are forecast for the Southern Plains this week. Winds in the southwestern Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas panhandles will be sustained 30-40 this afternoon, with gusts up to 65, according to the National Weather Service. Humidity, here's our worst enemy, will drop to 6%. High-end critical to extremely critical weather conditions are expected area-wide today, with higher fire weather threat across the southeastern two parts of the combined panhandles. Wheat futures for May delivery come up 2 cents to 570.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Kansas City futures gained 3 cents to 608.5 a bushel. Corn futures dropped 4 cents to 457. Soybeans for May was down a quarter of a penny to 10.15 1/4. Soy meal fell $1.50 to 302.80 a short ton, and soy oil was up 23 to 42.33 cents a pound. Let's go ahead and check out or go take us a Stockman's Vet break. Let's go ahead and check out what the market's doing right now. Let me make sure it's updated. Good. And there we go. Man, a lot of red on that board. Currently, corn, May, 457, down 3.25. Soybeans for May, 10.12, down 3. Soybean meals down 460 to 299.70. Soybean oil is at 42.44 for May, up 34. Hard red winter wheat, May, 607, up 2. July, 620, up 2.25. Cotton's down today. July cotton at 67.86. Let's see here. Oil out of West Texas down 75 cents at 66.83 for April. Natural gas is still hanging in there at 409 for April, up 7. The NASDAQ and S&P and the Dow are all in the red right now, and so is cattle. April live, they're still good. April live cattle, 204.80. down 22, July 237, down 70. Feeders for March, 284.47, down 15. April, 283.85, down 35. May is 284.72, down 57. And lean hogs, April, 87.05, down $1.02. All right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When I come back, maybe maybe not. We'll have Brandon Hickey on here from the Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The TSET Healthy Youth Initiative is making a difference in every corner of Oklahoma, working to prevent teen tobacco and vape use, fueling our minds and bodies through health education, and empowering the next generation of leaders. Why? Because we are the future of Oklahoma. The TSET Healthy Youth Initiative, investing in Oklahoma. Learn more at TSETHealthyYouth.com. Brought to you by the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Progressive understands that bond between you and your boat. But imagine if something happened to it. Without the boat, you're just Tina with too much boat knowledge. Sure, it's helpful on the water, but with no boat, you're someone who talks way too much about knots, and no one cares what a jib is anyway. Boat Tina could get away with it because she has a boat. So make sure your boat is insured. Get Progressive, America's number one boat insurer, and then go back to being you, Tina, who owns a boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Windy Nissan of Elk City is having a huge brand new car blowout sale. With over 70 new vehicles in stock and with massive price reductions of up to $10,000 off MSRP and payments as low as $349 a month with up to 90 days out to your first payment, there's truly never been a better time to buy than now. We work with over 30 different banks and credit unions to bring you the best financing options available and work with all different credit types. So come see us at Windy Nissan of Elk City, your hometown dealer.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for March 17th. 1,688 head were sold. 18 head of steers at $494 brought $367.50. 4 at $588 brought $322.50. 17 at $629 brought $343. 19 at $777 brought $275. 20 at $845 brought $280. 44 at $867 brought $274.25. 21 at $945 brought $258. 15 head of heifers at $584 brought $310. 32 at $696 brought $280. 65 at $724 brought $267. 12 at $857 brought $45. 11 at $872 brought $239. 3 at $888 brought $240. 25 at $955 brought $230. Butcher cows were $108 to $159. Butcher bulls brought $86 to $179. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hick, 580. 497-6095.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather forecast for Childress, Texas. 82 degrees, humidity's 15, the dew point's 30, the winds are out of the southwest at 22 with current wind gust at 26, peak wind gust today 36, 2.03 inches of rain so far in Childress this month, no red flag or sub-freezing minutes, 8-inch soil temperature, 56 degrees. Well, on the phone with me right now is the world famous Brandon Hickey. Good morning, sir, or good afternoon, or whatever.
Good afternoon, Jimmy.
Yeah, good afternoon, because it is 18 after. And how are you doing today?
I am great. Little wind blown, but great other than that.
So do you guys, when you're rounding up cattle on a windy day, do you wear your cowboy hats?
You know, the real cowboys do. I've never been able to keep mine on if I didn't have a Stampede strap, so I guess I'm not a real cowboy.
Oh, I got you. Well, I mean, looking at those pictures I got from you the other day at the Elk City Golf and Country Club, you dress up nicely for a cowboy.
Yeah. I look the part, don't I?
yeah, you look the part, but are you one of those guys that plays in those movies kind of like the cowboy way?
Is
these winds and fires and stuff, or are they hurting auctions any at all?
No, we haven't seen any effect to that so far. The electricity sure flashed 3 or 4 times there Friday while we was having our sale, and in the middle of that high wind made me a little nervous. But price wise, no, there's still a lot of demand, a lot of cattle moving, a lot of people wanting cattle. So it hasn't affected any demand at the barns as of yet.
I had a question. What's causing the board to go crazy right now? Anything particular, or just demand?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we're just seeing demand. We're seeing the supply. These runs are not what your normal runs would be, in March, coming off a wheat pasture, coming off the guys that are going to harvest their wheat. You know, we've had decent sized runs. These last 3 Mondays of wheat pasture cattle, but they're not what normal. I mean, it's just not the normal numbers that we normally see this time of year, and I think that's reflecting. And you know, the traders are seeing the number of cattle that's being traded both in the country and through the barns, and seeing the lower numbers and figuring out, you know, it really does look like that things are going to keep getting tighter.
Well, did the run, did their coming off the wheat, didn't it start a little bit early this year, but just because we hadn't had a rain?
Oh yeah. 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 Without a doubt. We had some cattle that started back in January, when we've been selling some, all along, but, I still don't think that offsets the difference between what we normally are, this time of year.
Right. Well, let's start at Elk City last Friday. You had, what was it? We had, how many head we have here? Where's it at? Oh, there it is. Sorry. I was zoomed out. 1,265 head, and the prices on both the boys and girls look good. Does anything stand out on either one of those Friday? Caught your attention?
There was something that stood out, and I'm not thinking of what it was right this minute. What our top end bull was really stood out to me there Friday. You know, a top end killer bulls there up at 196. That stood out to me, and then them 400 pound steers at 457.50. I thought that was just a phenomenal sale on them as well.
What is that? 400. That's pretty good money. Just doing some guesstimating there in my head there on those deals. So I'm sure that old boy from Altus was happy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It looked like you had some big groups. I guess those coming off wheat pasture from Elk City. You had 440 head there at 884, about 265. That ain't nothing to sneeze at.
No, that's a good deal, good price, and then the 9 1/4s right below them, really nice set of black steers at 9 1/4, 266, really good money on those, and it's just a good easy day. I mean, lots of good cattle, a little bit unnerving with the wind and the electricity flashes, but the buyers were there to buy the cattle and good competition and good cattle. We have a lot of really good cattle in this part of the world, and so it makes my job easy when we get them good high quality cattle to put in front of those buyers.
Right. Up there on the top row, who was the most nervous? The Bo, Dustin, or our slap out buyer? Was he even there? Did he even travel down in the wind to come buy some cattle?
He did.
He did?
There. He was there. Yep, yep, he was there, and sure enough, bought some cattle, and so you know, I don't know who was the most nervous, but the one thing I can tell you was probably not Bo.
He probably didn't even know the wind was blowing.
No. He's been there, done that a million times. He nothing bothers him anymore, you know.
We'll stop there on that one. I don't want to get him in trouble because me and him and the second and third calf heifers, we can get to talking, and he really wants me to get old Charlie on the show. So I got to keep my bargaining chips over here to the side because if we were playing cards, Jimmy's not going all in on that deal.
thing I thought about though, he's having those electricity flashes and whatnot, and I wondered if it was the wind, or I wondered if it might have been, if it was in that 12 to 1 o'clock hour while the Cotton King and the Goober King were having their conversation, if that was actually maybe what was causing the power flashes.
I can tell you one thing. He had to come in a day early because he had orders from his wife.
I see.
To go to the big house in Oklahoma City and watch some basketball. So
I see.
So even though we see what he quotes on Facebook, we know that the Cotton Queen, Miss Tammy, she's in charge. So there's no two ways about it. But I will let you know if you hadn't listened to that yet. Oh, Cotton King, he was on the Trump train Thursday. it's one of those deals. It was actually a pretty good show. He was mad at me because I brought up the fact that he had bought a housewife tractor, like 120 horsepower, stuff like that. It'll be all right. He was a little upset with me, but he bought it from actually one of our sponsors on the show down there, Blair, from the tire shop. And they were both going to his defense on that deal, but that's too late. I already knew about it. What on the cattle, on the pears and the bred cows, how were they doing?
Good. Not as good of a quality as what we had the week before, but we sold some good black pears, in that $3,600 range. Didn't have any long bred cows, but sold some short middle bred cows, in the front end of them, bringing the in the 23s. It was a little bit cheaper on the old bred cows kind of at the beginning of the day, but then as the day went on, those things kind of just got higher and higher, got back up there closer to where they had been all along. So the butcher cow deal was a little bit cheaper, the butcher bull deal a little bit higher. The old bred cows started out the day cheaper, but then ended up steady by the end of the day. And then the younger replacement type females, I would call them steady with the week before, but the quality was not what it was the week before for sure.
Right. And the heifer retention deal, it's slowly starting, right?
Seen a little bit of it. I mean, I'm still not convinced that we're seeing enough heifer replacement to actually add to the numbers. I think we're really only seeing, and from what I'm seeing in my 2 days a week of sale barn experience, I think we're only seeing about enough heifer retention to offset the number of old cows that are coming to town.
Right.
We're not doing any building. Still kind of seeing, a lot of those old bred cows are going back out to the country, to go take one more round. Several of these guys are kind of going that route as opposed to doing these high dollar stocker calves right now, which is good, for us down the road, put a few more numbers of calves in the pipeline coming up, this coming fall, making it where our numbers won't be quite as tight as what they might be with getting to, send some of them old bred cows back to the country. Several months ago, we was pretty well seeing all them older heavy bred cows was going to the packers, and that trend is reversed. There's very, very few of them now that if they're in decent shape and got a good udder, You know, the vast majority of those cows are going back out to the country for another calf, which bodes well for us to not, you know, get our numbers. We're pretty tight right now. And really, you know, I really don't know that we want to see these numbers get a whole lot tighter. But at some point, they're probably going to when we really, really start seeing that heifer retention take place. But at least we're offsetting that a little bit right now with a lot of these old bred cows that are going back to the country as opposed to the packer.
Right, because the few guys that I know, that's what they've done. They've got rid of some of their old cows, and they're replacing them with some heifers. So basically, you know, according to the numbers, nothing's changing there. As long as those cows aren't going off to slaughter. But, you know, you got your heifers, and you're got heifers right now, and you're just now getting ready to start breeding them. So you're not going to see those calves until a year from this coming fall, basically.
Right. Exactly.
Whether it starts this year, next year, or the following year, it's a big numbers game. That's just like this situation that you and I were talking about before you come on air that was my fault. I'm not going to lie, you know, because I got this buddy up here in Roger Mills County, and he had 18 really nice heifers, 850. And he said, man, I think I'm going to take him to the sale barn. I don't know whether I'm going to go to Elk or over to Western Oklahoma. And I said, what are you selling? He said, these heifers, the ones you was keeping for cows? He said, yeah. I said, you send me a video. Somebody love to have them right here locally. And I made a couple calls, and I finally got the video, and it was a good video. And I just got the video when my landlord pulled up. What are you doing, Jimmy? I said, oh, old DW here, he's wanting to sell some of these his heifers that he was going to keep for cows and for other reasons he's going to get rid of them. Well, let me see him. Well, I should have showed him a video of some longhorn heifers or something. Because he said, how much does he want for him? I said, well, I told him. And he said, he thought there a minute because he is a numbered guy. He said, well, that'll work. That'll work. And I said, what? And the only reason why I agreed to calve these heifers out because I know what the bloodline is on these heifers, and they're just going to make really good commercial cows. They're nothing super fancy or nothing like that. I think they're really fancy for commercial cows. And here we go. So, now I got to go in there and sort out some cows, and this one Bruce and I do got to sort out some cows here and sort out some cows there and move some of these younger cows back to the river because they were born down there and they know the rules of the river when it gets out and all this other stuff. So I did it to myself.
Well I think you're gonna be all right though, because I think that, you know, we're gonna keep working and we're gonna get your landlord to, you know, while you're in the midst of the heat of the battle of calving those heifers, to come in and take over your radio show.
You think he'll do it
for a week or two? So.
Dude, you talk about the government agencies will be shutting their radios off. but that's good. Well, let's go down I-40 to Western Oklahoma. Yesterday, you had a really good sale. I thought you had 1,688. And you were done early because instead of 2 o'clock in the morning, I got 11:30 text. So, anything stand out to you over there yesterday?
Oh yeah, there was quite a bit. You know, the had a lot of big cattle, which, you know, still amazes me how big these cattle have got with no better than the wheat has been.
I see that.
Yeah, but, you know, we were higher again. You know, I thought last week, oh my gosh, we were high on these feeder cattle, and I'll be danged if we didn't get a little bit higher again this week on the feeder cattle, and did see a little bit of heifer retention. Did get to see a pretty nice set of heifers coming over there from the Cordell Deal City area. Get to go back out to the country and glad to see that. But, you know, just across the board, 800 pounders, you know, up over that 280 mark was just phenomenal. You know, some grazing cattle, good condition grazing cattle, you know, 643 at 326, you know, unbelievable on that. You know, the cattle going back out to graze out wheat or grass. You know, them cattle was coming off short wheat and had some good condition. You know, set of heifers that I was mentioning going back out, you know, to pasture to make cows out of, you know, 839, 254, 75, you know, good ticket on them. So, you know, just across the board, a good day. Didn't have any young bred cows or pairs, you know, to report any market trend on them. Pretty steady on the butcher cows and bulls as compared to the previous Monday. So it was just a good day all in all. You know, maybe a little bit less numbers than normal for the 17th day of March. You know, kind of going back to what we talked about, that it's you know, some of those cattle sold early due to the dry, but you know, all in all, this goes back to there's just not as many out there as what there normally is. But you know, it's kind of interesting to, you know, see the cattle come in, you know, the ones that's been on the good wheat and the ones that's been on the short wheat, the you know, there's gosh, you know, 200-300 pounds difference on those cattle. You know, the little dab of good wheat that's been around, the cattle have done good on the good wheat. So.
Right. They've done real good. They and then it helps the market is up, or you know, and strong.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when it dropped there, what, the week before last, all the end of the world was coming out here. But now look at it. It the world is not flat anymore. It's round today.
You know, I was talking to a guy earlier today about that. Went out and drove out and looked at some of his cattle and kind of saw his setup that he was building some new pens and whatnot. And you know, we was talking about that. You know, that I think it was three Mondays ago. And boy, it was like, you know, the buyers all had figures, but you could tell they'd been told to stick to the figures. You know, it was, you know, it was like peddling all day. You know, and nobody really wanted to be the first to bid, and you know, and then the next Monday, boy, the thing really jumped, and oh well, that's got to be about it. And then the next Monday, it jumped again, and then this Monday, it jumped again. You know, on those cash prices, so totally different deal. You know, from this Monday to three Mondays ago. On just the enthusiasm, and you know, but like I say, that sometimes those buyers have those figures, and they're the absolute rule of law, and they better stick to them. And sometimes they're just a very light guideline that, you know, we need cattle.
Well, yeah, and is that 204 when it went above 204? Is on the market for April? Is that a record?
Yeah. Probably is.
It probably
is. Yeah, I don't know that for a fact, but just in thinking back in my mind of you know, I don't remember that happening before.
Yeah, well, I know that's the highest since I started the show. That's definitely, but I didn't know back in 2015 or 14, whichever mm-hmm. was
yeah.
that they were that crazy. Well, do you? What do you got coming into Elk City this week already?
Oh, I've got a big set of middle-aged to older, bless you, cows coming in off of some wheat, and they're bringing all the babies with them. So, you know, we'll have a really nice run of new crop baby to four-weight calves off a really nice set of mostly black baldy cows. I've got two, three other 20, 30 head calf consignments coming in. Some of them have been weaned, and some of them just off the cows, but you know, be a little bit agier, not as much what you consider the new crop. And we'll have a nice run, and sure have a really nice offering of good calves again.
Well, to our Brandon and Jimmy 5 minute take, our 2 cents worth. Please tell me that $1.96 bull that sold Friday at Elk City, it wasn't Charlet or Charlet Cross, and it didn't come from Reed.
No, it did not.
Thank you. But because. Well, he'd have called me if that had happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He,
yeah.
He would have blown my phone up and said, see, Jimmy, I've been trying to tell you. I don't.
Yeah.
You're not going to convince me, Scott. It ain't happening.
Yeah. No, we did have some good Charolais bulls that was in the upper 80s, but that particular bull that reached that 196 looked Hereford marked, but he had some either some semi or some mane somewhere in his background, so he was pretty muscled up, good.
What did he weigh?
Just nice bull. I'm 1785, if I remember correctly.
I got you. Well, that's good. And they, well, thank you, man. I can sleep better tonight because I was dreading asking you that question today. I'm really, truly going to sleep, but way better tonight. And then, Cousin Kay, I didn't make church because I had my nephew down from Oklahoma City helping me with irrigation. So I had to get mm-hmm. that done while I had some help because that was a 2-man job. And mm-hmm. I didn't make it to the sale barn Friday. And mm-hmm. I think the break's doing me some good with her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But guess what? Friday, I'll be there. the break's been doing me good because, I mean, she's a handful.
Oh, yeah. She was bragging to me this Friday that she almost made it out the door where she saw you last. She almost made it out the door before she got caught by you. Then she thought just a little bit more practice, she'd be able to get that done.
That ain't happening because she tries to be one of the first out of the church, and I sat at the back, so I'm already over there in that hallway. And when she tried to sneak by, I could see that smile of hers when she's being no good. And she got right behind me, and I flipped around. I said, don't even try it. No, it ain't happening, woman. And you know, her hair color sticks out pretty good in the church. What? Did I say that out loud?
Oh, yeah, you did. You said that out loud.
I gotta go so I can burn both of my brakes up before the show's over. But guess you guys got some land. I guess you're not too far from Roll, but you weren't close to any of that fire from the Leedy fire, was you?
No. We were a ways away from it this time. Didn't threaten any of our stuff this time around, but they sure part goes out to some people that lost some grass and even some houses in the Leedy and Canton area.
Yes.
You know, really devastating to have that happen. Knew one of the families really well, just kind of knew of the other gentleman that I've heard about so far that lost houses, but that's a devastating loss. And you know, I guess it's not a big deal when you figure that no life was lost, but it's still lose a house, and it's not just a house, it's your home, it's your livelihood, lots of memories, and anytime you hate that, you just hate to hear that. Heart just goes out to people that have to, that have had to go through that.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. And I know one thing, there was some wheat field, big old wheat fields saved Leedy a lot of fire. I mean, I know they evacuated, but I was looking at when I was driving through there, and them wheat fields really helped cut that fire off and let them firefighters get a hold of get it calmed down before it did get into Leedy, because as you can see what happened to Stillwater, it was, man, it can do some destruction.
Yes, it sure can.
Yep. And then okay. Well, Brandon, I guess I'll see you Friday, and thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on and talk to us about what happened at the sale barns, and appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. All right. Let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. And when we come back, we'll have our Northwestern. I won't do it in reverse. We'll have our Northwestern Ag Weather Update and Then we'll take another break. And remember, today is Hay Day Tuesdays, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. If you're looking for hay or you're wanting to sell some hay, 580-225-9697. Get your text message in. And if you have one of those phones or you don't want to, I bet if you call in here to the office, they will write it down for you and give it to me to read over air. So we'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. It's time to gear up for corn planting season. Our Golden Harvest brand corn seed is now available, so call today and get your order in. Don't miss out on the best yields at the lowest possible price. Also, if you're needing bigger amounts of ag chemicals, we can ship it to you straight from the warehouse. And remember, you can't beat our prices. That's SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity. Visit us today on South Randall in Elk City. Follow us on Facebook or give us a call.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at Sweetwater, featuring 20 registered age, Vantage, and 50 yearling bulls. Also 20 registered open heifers, 50 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs, and 60 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to McIntyreRedAngus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Beaver, Oklahoma, up in the panhandle of Oklahoma. 80 degrees, dew points 20, humidity's 10, man, it's dropping. South winds, southwest winds at 23 with wind gusts up to 29, just to the west there. I just checked the Mesonet wind map, and it's already up in the upper 40s west of Beaver. So it's headed this way, folks. 0.01 inches of rain fall so far in the last 10 days. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 51 degrees. Sunset at 7:51. blowing dust today, 86 for a high. Southwest winds 25 to 33 with wind gust up to 60 plus tonight. Check this out. 40% chance of rain or snow. 30 degrees for a low. The wind will be switching out of the southwest to the west and be just coming in like a freight train out of the north. 28 to 36 with wind gust up to 50 plus. Tomorrow, windy, 53. Northwest winds to north, 28 to 36 with wind gust up to 50. That just sounds like an Oklahoma forecast is all I can tell you. It is springtime, so what's happening? As most springtime calving is winding down, it's time to prepare for breeding season. We are here to help you with your AI project needs and supplies. We can assist with everything from planning to complete turnkey breeding service. Also, as a bull turnout is approaching, please do not neglect to schedule your herd bulls for a complete breeding soundness exam. It's the cheapest and most effective way to help ensure your next calf crop. Spring is also a great time to treat our cows and calves for all the internal and external parasites as well. We are seeing ticks and lice already affecting some herds. With the great cattle prices, let's visit and make sure we are vaccinating our calves to help them maximize their health and value. We're here to help with all your livestock, horse, and pet needs whenever you need us. Stop by Stockman's anytime at 1019 South Main Street in Elk City or call 580-225-0200 to schedule an appointment for after-hours emergency service. That's Stockman's Vet Clinic. All right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break, and we'll be right back after this last set of commercials with Hay Day Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
You've got a business to run and need vehicles to run it. We get it. Let Lipscomb Dealerships help you whether your company drives Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, or Ram. We've got the half-ton and heavy-duty trucks you need to get the job done at Lipscomb Dealerships. Six convenient locations for service across North Texas and Western Oklahoma. Call us today at 800-205-7130. That's 800-205-7130. Or visit LipscombDealerships.com and save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-purlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
Get ready for an upcoming land auction on Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m. United Country Buford Resources Real Estate and Auction, in partnership with Russ Real Estate and Land Sales, are offering two prime Oklahoma properties at auction. 360 acres in Greer County with exceptional hunting and grazing land, and a 160-acre productive stock farm in Kiowa County. This is premium Oklahoma land you won't want to miss. Location is Western Technology Center in Hobart. For details and terms, visit BufordResources.com or 405-833-9499. That's Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. I picked the big town of Tipton, Oklahoma, 78 degrees. Humidity is 26, dew point's 41. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 20 miles an hour with wind gusts currently at 26. 97 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. Three-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 55 degrees. Sunset at 7:46. Today, blowing dust in 89 with south winds, 25 to 26 with wind gusts up to 50 plus. Tonight, blowing dust, 46 for a low, south to west winds, 26 to 33 with wind gusts up to 50 plus. And tomorrow, same thing, windy, no blowing dust in the forecast, but 59 for a high, west to northwest winds, 31 to 35 with wind gusts up to 50 tomorrow. It's windy. That's all we can say. Before I get on with Heyday Tuesday, tomorrow I'm going to have a really informative and show that I want everybody to join in with me on. The past few years, we've had a couple of UTV and ATV accidents that have claimed some lives of some pretty young people. And so Major Cooperton, which he's up in South Dakota now, he introduced me to this lady, and I've had a conversation with her a couple weeks ago, and she and I think her brother, we'll get it all straight tomorrow, started the Ride, R-I-D-E, Safe Foundation, and tomorrow we're going to be talking a lot about UTV, ATV, safety, just talking about it and making more people aware of what's really going on in the United States and in Oklahoma. I was shocked at the numbers when she sent me the numbers for Oklahoma for accidents and fatalities with UTV. Because what's the number one most popular vehicle on the farm? As far as I'm concerned, when I'm feeding my Ranger, I get everything. Me and the dogs do everything on the Ranger. And I know I'm not the only one out there. And so we're going to have a really good conversation about safety. And her story is, when she told it to me, it really broke my heart because it was her nephew. And up in Minnesota, I think it was Minnesota. Up north, how's that? But the Ride Safe is committed to reducing power sport related injuries and fatalities, and it's a really good deal. So we're going to talk about it. Here's just a few numbers I'm going to rattle off for you. 1 in 5 of all ATV related fatalities is children under the age of 16. 40,000 plus children are treated in the emergency room every year from the ATV related injuries. 49% of all child ATV-related injuries are under the age of 12. 95% ATV-related fatalities, the victim was not wearing a helmet. So we're going to have a great show tomorrow, and please join in with me. You're going to learn some stuff. Because I've had razors, Rangers, motorcycles, and she caught my attention with just a phone call. So we're going to have her on the show tomorrow. All right, I still got a minute left here. Let's get to some hay. We still got some hay available out there. If anybody's looking for any, we have some Sudan. Wrong one. Chad still got some irrigated alfalfa, irrigated sorghum, and pea mix. Them are all $150. The alfalfa is $150 to $180 a ton. This is located at Hex. The irrigated sorghum pea mix is $150 a ton or $70 a bale. And then there's still some good oat hay over there at $150 a ton, $70 a bale at Hex. Can load 580-393-1233. You guys have a great day. It's The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.